May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So here we are, Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week, the week that changed the world. And what an event it is. How has it felt for you hearing the whole narrative from end to end? I hope that it stirred something inside you. I hope it's encouraged you to continue the journey with Jesus throughout this week, especially when we have the opportunity to come together on Maundy Thursday and on Good Friday. And if your commitments don't allow you to join in on Maundy Thursday or Good Friday, you will at least be able to follow from wherever you happen to be and connect again to rejoice on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. In the Passion narrative, we hear the story of some of Jesus' horrific experiences as part of that incredible journey of kingly self-sacrifice. But today, Palm Sunday, is Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the beginning of his journey to death and resurrection, the beginning of his task to change the world forever. Until now, he's avoided Jerusalem and was often heard to say to his disciples and those he encouraged, "Tell no one of who I am." The timing had to be right, and he had to be in control of that time and make his own decision about when he needed to go to fulfill the divine plan. For he knows that he's going to go into Jerusalem to stir things up. On Palm Sunday, Jesus enters into the crucible, the time of testing and conflict of Holy Week. By entering the city of Jerusalem, he starts the process. He has deliberately come out from the smaller town of Bethlehem into the spiritual center and busy city of Jerusalem. The time has now come for him to bring the last 3 years of his mission to its conclusion. He has taken control. He knows what he's doing. This is not an unexpected turn of events that's taken him by surprise. It's important for us that we understand that Holy Week, as we experience it, is a continually occurring event, not merely something that happened a long time ago. Like our Eucharist, it connects us into the spiritual reality of the Last Supper. We really are not celebrating an historical event. With the Eucharist, we are remembering, giving body to the living reality of what happened with Jesus and his disciples. We relive it with him and with them in our present moment. And so it is with Holy Week. Holy Week is the meeting and the collision of the old world and the new. It is the point in time of old Judaic theology dying and the new Christian theology being born. It's the move from fundamentalism to freedom. A move from a time when the priests dictated what was true and the common people were expected to fall in line with, to liberation, into personal freedom and individual connection with God. How powerful is that? That really is true liberation. As Jesus came into Jerusalem and they spread palms at his feet, thinking that he would liberate them, he was exactly what they thought he was. But he was also so much more than that. He was to liberate them in a way that was totally unimaginable and would have far more consequences than they could possibly conceive. Later on, they would see his passiveness, his surrender to the authorities, as a massive weakness and failure. And they would add to the voices yelling for him to be crucified. They would feel betrayed by him. But that's because they couldn't possibly understand the astounding spiritual events taking place. Christ was indeed the Messiah. But he was also a powerful insurgent, a deep agitator of the status quo. But this was to be something far more than just political. The crucifixion was to become the essential experience needed to enable the change from the old way to the new to happen. The expression of God's truth would no longer be the old way, worked out in the world through us collectively under authority, but by a new way, all of us individually, through a personal relationship with the divine. And Holy Week for us is a drama of power that connects us to that crucial point of change. And the connecting of Holy Week and Easter to this time of year is no accident either. In the Western Church, we follow the Gregorian calendar. In the West, we celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox. So why do we do that? Well, it coincides with when the sun, too, is at a crucial point of change, the equinox, when day and night are equal. It also coincides with a full moon, when the sun and moon are opposite each other, with the earth in between. And it coincides with the annual surge in new growth, where life bursts out of its earthly tomb. It too is a crucial point. It's all change. A changeover is happening in the planets. A changeover is happening in nature. And a changeover is happening in our own souls. If we key ourselves into all these things, it gives us an opportunity to assimilate the shadow side of ourselves that we have been offering to God for healing during this time of Lent, and to rebirth ourselves in Christ's resurrection for our life over the year ahead. It's a time of procreative power for new potential, and that includes us, for our lives. Jesus' story is not something out there for us to look at or to study objectively. It's a story that we're called to take into ourselves for personal transformation. A transformative process whose aim is likeness to or union with our God. Be sure that this mystery will challenge us both intellectually and emotionally. And yet, the events that take us to the shocking tableau of the crucifixion and the surprising scenes of empty tomb and resurrection are keys to divine revelation and make the Christian gospel message so extraordinarily surprising and overwhelming and divine. God has completely transformed history. This is not a religious belief, but an unequivocal divine act that occurred historically and continues to occur for us to connect with spiritually. Unlike Christmas, when we tend to blend with some of the commercial activities in the hope that the message of Jesus will get across to some, we need to let Easter speak for itself. That is why Holy Week is so important. It is about being on that journey to the cross, when the sun rises and sets each day, and then on Easter morning, the Son of God arises. The Son who will set no more. The Son who will never go down. The Son who will shine through our darkest moments. So what will Holy Week be like for you? Every year, I plan that Holy Week for me will be quiet and contemplative, and I will float along on a cloud of reflective thoughts. Of course, it never happens quite that way. But some of the reflections that I've been doing through this Lent have enabled me to see things a bit differently. I've come to see that most of the things that I will be doing during this busy Holy Week will in part be being alongside people on their own journey, whatever that journey might be. And it's helped me to see how important that is. We might not be on the whole of somebody's journey, but we might be doing just one little thing that helps them to take the next step on theirs. Some of us might have jobs that enable big decisions to be made that will change someone's life. Some of us may not. We may be the people who've got time to invite somebody for a coffee. We might be the people who've got time to listen to somebody's story. But I think if you reflect on some of the things that you'll be doing this week, you might also take time to think, am I on this person's journey with them? Is there something I can contribute that will enable them to take that next step forward? That's why Jesus made that journey to the cross. It was so that we could be empowered in his name to be on other people's journey with them. And not be in fear that we're doing something in our own strength, but that we are doing something in his strength. So if your Holy Week is going to be busier than you'd like it to be, maybe you too could reflect and just see that if what you are doing is helping to make someone else's journey more bearable. And I think that you'll likely find that you will. And remember that this is the start of the week that changed the world. And we are privileged and blessed to be part of that journey. Amen.